Runners at the Salt Lake City Marathon honor the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing. The Utah legislature will not override Governor Herbert's veto of a controversial gun bill. And the billionaire owner of the Snow Basin Ski Resort dies. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, April 22nd. I'm Brian Grimmett. Saturday was an emotional day for hundreds of people who turned out for the annual Salt Lake City Marathon. But the mood was not one of fear or sadness, despite last week's tragic Boston Marathon bombing. Runners and spectators were in high spirits, paying tribute to those affected by Monday's blast by wearing bracelets that read "Run Now" and race shirts that read "Running for Boston" on the front and "Keep Running" on the back. KUER's Whitney Evans attended the race and has this report.
And in honor, as we start today's race, a little Sweet Caroline for you.
Just before sunrise, thousands of chilly, rain-soaked athletes took their marks to the sound of Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, a nod to the city of Boston and the residents who were touched by Monday's events. The heightened security was an uncomfortable feeling for some. Heather Cronin is running her third Salt Lake City Marathon.
Yeah, I think it was a little startling that there was a bomb-sniffing dog on the train this morning. It's just a shift in our world, I suppose, but I think it's good.
Mike Epperson says he was grateful for the opportunity to be here a fourth time.
With all the events and everything, I feel more lucky, more fortunate to be able to run and to be able to express myself, to be able to be part of something bigger than myself, and it's just a wonderful feeling.
Carter Livingston is a spokesperson for the Salt Lake City Marathon. He says obviously the Boston tragedy had an impact on the community, but what it did not do is keep marathoners at home out of fear.
To get to Boston, you got to run in this weather, the rainy, cold weather. To run any marathon, to train for a marathon, you've got to go through a lot of struggle, and that's kind of the whole point, but you got to keep running.
Rachel Moody ran the Boston Marathon on Monday. She joined other Boston runners from Utah to finish at 4 hours, 9 minutes, and 43 seconds, the time when the first bomb went off. Moments after crossing the finish line, Moody said she wanted to show the world she and her fellow runners are not afraid.
We're going to remember the good parts, and we're not going to give any more mental energy to all the negativity. It's done. It's over with, and it's healing now. It's healing.
The winner of the Salt Lake City Marathon was 29-year-old Bryant Jensen, who clocked in at 2 hours, 30 minutes, and 14 seconds. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Becky Sondag of Casper, Wyoming, was the fastest woman at the course, finishing the course in 3 hours, 6 minutes, and 32 seconds. The legislature has decided against holding a session to override Governor Gary Herbert's veto of a gun bill. Neither the House nor the Senate had two-thirds of their members backing an override session. Herbert vetoed House Bill 76, which would have allowed any adult without a criminal record to carry a concealed weapon. Republican Party delegates picked Chad Binion as the new chair of the Salt Lake County Republican Party on Saturday. Binion's a former state legislator who strongly backs the current caucus convention system for nominating candidates. Some Republicans say they want to replace that with a system that will allow voter petitions to put candidates on the ballot for primary elections. Utah Governor Gary Herbert has gone to Israel for a week-long trade mission. He's leading a contingent of business people who are paying their own costs. The trip had originally been planned last December, but it was canceled because of security concerns. Robert Earl Holding, the billionaire owner of Sinclair Oil and two world-class ski resorts, died last Friday at the age of 86. Holding became manager of the Little America truck stop near Green River, Wyoming in 1952. He acquired the Mobile refiner in Casper in 1968 and Sinclair Oil in 1976. Later, he purchased the Sun Valley Ski Resort in Idaho and the Snow Basin Resort in Utah. Holding was also a member of the Salt Lake Organizing Committee for the 2002 Winter Games. A man arrested for drunk driving over the weekend had a blood alcohol level so high police say it could have been fatal. Police say Kevin Johnson's blood alcohol tested at .36, more than four times the legal limit. They picked him up on Creek Road in Cottonwood Heights, where they say his car had stalled. Johnson has three prior DUI convictions. A natural gas storage site near Evanston, Wyoming, exploded in flames over the weekend, but no one was injured. Crews responded to the facility on Saturday afternoon. Firefighters suspect a faulty pressure valve caused the problem. The facility is used to store natural gas underground. And finally, after several years of study, a team of scientists at the University of Utah has rejected the claim that seismic activity caused the Crandall Canyon mine disaster. The mine collapsed in 2007, trapping six miners and later killing three more who went in to rescue them. The mine owner, Murray Energy, has insisted the cave-in was triggered by a natural earthquake. It issued a statement again Friday, restating that position. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, April 22nd. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grinnett.